Frequency Cast. Startup in progress.
Hi, and welcome to show number 15 of Frequency Cast, the online UK TV and technology show. My name is Carl, and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
Online and standing by.
Frequency Cast offers you a tantalising take on technology and is driven by feedback from our listeners via frequencycast.co.uk. In today's show, here's what you'll find. Video on demand news. The digital switch is getting closer. USB speaker. We focus in on listening to and recording internet radio. Plus, car phones, contrast and cassettes in our interactive section. First off, let's take a look at what's new.
Frequency Cast, now loading news.
News time on Frequency Cast, and first off, ITV goes VOD. ITV has announced it's about to launch its web-based video-on-demand service. This will allow you to watch ITV shows that you've missed in the last 30 days, from the comfort of your PC. And unlike other video-on-demand services, it's going to be streaming its video as opposed to letting you download video files. Channel 4, 5 and Sky are already offering VOD, and the BBC are planning to launch their iPlayer later this year. ITV's service will be free, unlike Channel 4's pay-per-view model, and the ITV service will be funded by adverts. Next, digital switch news. In some parts of the UK, the digital switchover is getting very close. The first place to see the switch take effect is Whitehaven in Cumbria, where analogue TV goes off this October. In May, the people of that area started seeing messages popping up over the top of their programming, stating, "If you're not ready to receive digital TV by October 17th, you'll start losing your channels." If we have any listeners from Cumbria, we'd love to hear your thoughts on the switchover. Give our podline a bell on 0208 133 4567. Next, Freesat due next year. The BBC and ITV has confirmed that this joint venture will go live by spring 2008, offering subscription-free access to their programmes. This service is aimed at those that aren't served by Freeview. We'll have more on this service nearer the time. A quick look at Virgin Media. Figures out in May showed that Virgin Media lost almost 47,000 customers in the first quarter of 2007, posting an operational loss of £15.3 million. This followed the rebrand from NTL and Telewest. If you remember, in March, Virgin's cable service dropped Sky channels, including Sky One, from their lineup after a high-profile disagreement between Virgin and Sky. And sadly, the days of the cassette tape are officially doomed. UK retailer Currys has announced the death knell for the C60 and C90 cassette, stating that cassette decks will disappear from their range of audio equipment in the next 18 months. Forget video killed the radio star. This is a case of iPod killed the audio tape.
Aww, how sad. Thanks, Pete. For details of those news stories, take a look at today's show at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Okay, so this is Focus, the bit where you go to our website and vote on what we're going to talk about. Pete, over to you.
Well, by popular demand, on this show, we are going to be talking about internet radio.
Internet radio, and the purpose of that would be?
Well, you tell me.
Pass, I've got a radio. Just walk around on the Walkman, you know?
Okie dokie, how many radio stations can you get on your little FM radio set there?
I don't know, a couple of hundred?
On FM?
80.
80, that many?
60.
You probably try about 20.
How about 20?
Well prompted, yes, very good.
Well, I wouldn't know, I don't listen to it anyway.
Okay, then you've got the DAB radio. You see we've got the pure DAB radio just on the shelf there?
Well, yeah, that's a very posh one, but it still doesn't do much for me.
I guess about 50 stations.
So it's better than my one, yeah?
So it's a little better than your, and the quality is, anyway, I'm not going to, we've done DAB, we've talked about that before. But the internet radio, guess how many stations you can get on the internet?
15.
Try 14,000.
1,400?
Multiplied by 10.
14,000?
Thanks. So yeah, about 14,000 radio stations on the internet. And all you do is you use your PC and your broadband connection, and you can pick a country, pick a radio station, pick a genre, and it's all there on the internet for you. That's internet radio.
So it's handy if you're a foreigner in this country, but apart from that, no, still don't know why.
Because your radio choice is huge. 14,000 stations.
Great, so I can listen to ABBA all day long, and all those other Swedish stations.
All right, okay, so you may not be interested in listening to stuff from all over the world, but there are a few good reasons why you might actually want to listen to internet radio. So, for instance, I don't know, let's say you're going on holiday somewhere, maybe you want to get into the mood of the country that you're interested in travelling to.
Get a takeaway and put on your lederhosen. you're getting a bit desperate here. You're trying to sell it to me, aren't you?
But, well, I mean, I use it. I'm a big radio fan, as you know. I listen to a lot of American radio, so I can hear all the big names on the American stations. And Britain's about 2 years behind where America's at. So I can listen to what's happening in America, keep up to date with what's going on in the American radio market. And I find that fascinating because we are a little way behind where they are. They're going very personality radio again, and we're still stuck in the endless playing the old same pop pat on the radio over and over again.
You mean commercial stuff?
Yeah, the commercial radio stuff. The same old five songs over and over again. America's gone back to the whole personality radio, and I reckon in a couple of years we'll probably switch back that way as well.
Okay.
There are a number of other reasons why you might want to listen to other radio stations. Let's say, for instance, I don't know, you're a big country music fan. Obviously, you might want to tune to America, where, you know, the home of country music. Or maybe you've got someone in the family or a friend that's from a different country listening into their stations. Or particularly sports fans that are interested in, I don't know, cricket or Australian rugby. Tune into an Australian station and hear their commentary on a match. Listen to sport from around the world. There's a few good reasons why you might want to listen to stuff around the world.
All right. Yeah, you've sold that. What next?
Also, the other thing is there's archived radio shows. So if you've missed a radio show, missed a programme from a few weeks ago or even a few years ago, chances are it's out there on the net somewhere and you can listen to it.
Now, that's probably handy, especially with the BBC and their comedy shows. I mean, they're always worth a listen, aren't they? So, all right, yeah, I'll let you have that. I wouldn't go back and listen to The Archers, but, you know, who would?
So let's have a quick look and dial in and hear a few radio stations. Is that worth having a go at?
Come on, then.
Okay, so we're going to look at a couple of applications here that have caught my eye. The first one is web radio. So let me just dial this little thing up here. This is by Magix, and it's called Web Radio Deluxe. So you've got a nice little screen there, the blue stuff on it, yeah?
A bit messy, isn't it?
A little bit messy. But down there, you've got some genres and styles and types of radio stations you can pick at. So what have you got there?
All right, you've got Europe, Australia, United States, okay? And then on the other side, you've got styles or genres. You've got pop, talk radio, country. Yeah, okay, so it's quite nicely sort of catalogued for you.
Yeah, and you can also search, so you can just type in a country or type in a style and it'll give you a list of stations. This comes pre-installed with about 1,000 or so radio stations, so let's just scroll down here. Pick a country for us.
Australia.
Okie dokie, so let's have a quick look here. Okay, so top of the list here is this ABC News Radio in Australia. Let's just have a listen to that.
13 degrees now. It's currently 11 in Hobart, a cloudy day, but a fine one, 17 degrees. Fine also for Adelaide with a late evening shower expected though. 18 degrees now on the way to 24. It's 17 in Perth if you're with us on 585 AM.
Well, I'm a little bit disappointed. They didn't say good day once, did they, mate?
And just to prove this is around the world, let's just try Sweden. Okay, Sweden. So what we've got here...
Well, I come from Sweden. I've lost my Volvo. Muppet.
So we've got... first on the list here is... what's that?
City 105.9, Stockholm, Sweden.
Då är det dags för den här killen som antingen finns det folk som retar sig på honom och blir skitförbannad bara man nämner hans namn. Så finns det de som fullkomligt älskar honom.
So that's Magix Web Radio Deluxe, okay, which is pretty good, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's okay.
Then we're going to talk about this one. We just need to shut this app down and task over to this other one. This one's called Radio Tracker. Now, I must admit, we don't have the full version of this, so we're a little limited in what we can do. But this is an interesting twist, and there's some questionable legality here. You see we've got the search engine there?
Right.
Okay, now, what this is rather clever. There's loads and loads of internet radio stations out there, and ordinary radio stations. And a lot of radio stations tell you what they're playing, so it'll say, now playing this particular title, now playing this artist, or whatever.
Oh, right, yeah, that's radio text or something, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly that. So what you do is you type in your favourite artist, and you just type it into this little box here. So we're going to just do a quick search here. So let's type in Level 42.
Well, that's not what you've typed, is it? That says Chaz and Dave.
All right, backspace. Right, Level 42, just for test. Press search, and there you go. It's got Level 42 in the, and you can do add to search. And what that will do is this machine will just sit here and wait. And any time any of the stations it's monitoring play Level 42, it will record the song onto the hard disk for you by the radio text ID.
How? How can it be? The love carved out of caring,
fashioned by fate. Well, it is only human after all. So that will just sit there.
Only until the sun goes down.
And then when you come back to your machine a day later, it'll have half a dozen Level 42 tracks. Unfortunately, some of them will have the presenter at the beginning going,
"Lessons in love."
The Chinese way, it's always the best. Anyway, so this will download all of these songs for you. Some of them will have the presenter at the beginning going, eh, the great song there from, but you kind of, you know, basically you get a collection of free music. Now, the legalities are questionable. It's, you know, effectively copying music, but they claim it's just the same as recording a song on FM radio for your own personal use. So it's, I mention it, it's a clever little thing worth talking about. It's called Radio Tracker. It claims to be monitoring about 14,000 radio stations. A little bit tricky to use, but it's worth a mention.
That sounds great, Tracy. Upbeat.
Anywho, let's open up the next one here. Now, this is actually my favourite. This one is, it used to be called Replay Radio. It's now called Replay AV. Let me just start this up. So we've got a bit of a... It looks a bit like a web browser interface when you actually start it. What headings have we got across the top here?
Stations, shows, podcasts. Oh, we might be there. TV.
Okay, so we're going to look at stations here. So let's just click on stations and... Basically, it gives us a number there.
5,251, what's that then?
That's the number of radio stations that are in this particular database. So we're looking at an online database here. So click here on top stations.
That's got more than my FM radio.
Exactly. One of the top stations here, so we've got this one here.
Free FM 97.1, KLSX, Los Angeles.
Just click on that one.
Sore.
I threw in an extra stitch for you, sir.
Yeah, see? But today I'm fine. I'm here. I'm drinking coffee. I'm sober.
You won't come to the park. You got a bottle of German Helgenberger wine.
Gerflurchenberger.
I could take out your Gerflurchenberger with my eyes closed and tweet.
Let's just try another one. There's a public service one here. WNYC in New York, just the other side. Let's have a go with that one.
For the next 2 weeks, East 4th Street in Manhattan will be unofficially known as Calle Cuatro as the Teatro Stage Fest gets underway tonight. The festival includes performances by Spanish and bilingual theater companies from around the world.
I feel like I'm touring the States.
There you go. So, yeah, me and my American radio, I do enjoy listening to these stations. They're very, very silly, some of them. But, yeah, so there's about 5,000 radio stations on this little bit of software. And just to check, you've got the next option you've got there is shows. So that's got
1,259 shows.
And you talked about some of the old BBC shows being on there. I was listening yesterday. There's the Now Show and Clue and some of the old BBC comedies. That's worth a look as well. And these are all sort of free to listen to, so it's pretty nifty. Then we've got this TV stations button there.
Yeah, but so is radio free to listen to?
Yep. So how many TV stations have we got there?
Good grief. 511 TV stations.
Yeah, which isn't bad. Free to view TV again. And of course, podcasts. How many podcasts?
20,707.
There you go. Again, 20,000 free podcasts to listen to. Do you want to see if we're there?
Go on then.
Actually, I haven't looked. Let's give it a go. Hang on. So we've got the little search box there, so type in Frequency Cast, press the button.
Ooh, look at us.
And now click that one there.
I don't want to hear it.
Frequency Cast, startup in progress.
Hi and welcome to show number 12 of Frequency Cast, the online UK TV and technology show. My name's Carl and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
On demand, I'm here.
Frequency Cast offers you a tantalising take on technology and is driven by feedback from our listeners via...
So that is us worldwide in this little collection of podcasts on this app. So yeah, I'm a real fan of this. Replay AV, it's a fairly cheap bit of software, but it is really, really powerful. Is that convincing you at all?
I'm quite curious now.
You are a curious chap, sir. Okay, so internet radio, are you sold on that?
Well, yeah, but the downside is you do have to be stuck in front of your PC. You see, with my Walkman radio, I can listen wherever I like, and I don't have to be stuck to one place, and I certainly don't need to be lugging a laptop around.
You say that, but there are a couple of nice little products. Unfortunately, they're not overly cheap, some of these, but see that little one there? I haven't got one of these, but there's a little picture of something there.
Oh, right, yeah, it's like a cube. It's called Acoustic Energy Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's got a flashy name. Doesn't look like it's going to actually deliver very good sound, though, to me.
You'd be surprised, actually. It's not a bad little system. There's a couple of these we're going to talk about. There's the Acoustic Energy, which sits on your shelf. It's got a Wi-Fi receiver in it, so it'll make a connection to your Wi-Fi router. And this has pre-programmed about 3,000-odd radio stations. So you can just use the little keys there to pick your radio station. And you can just carry this around, plug it into a main socket, and as long as you're in range of the house's Wi-Fi, you can pull in all your internet radio stations on that.
All right, so that's quite handy. You can go and wash the car and listen to the radio and things like that, I suppose. Work in the garden, do anything you like. Yeah, okay. So, but that's kind of like extra bump, isn't it, for your already radio?
I think it's pretty snazzy. I quite like it. You can search by country or genre. It supports Real Audio and MP3 and WMA, so it's actually pretty powerful. And the other one next to it here is the BT Internet Radio. Nice little built-in stereo speakers there. Fairly easy to use. Got an alarm clock. Got a line socket so you can connect headphones in and other bits and bobs. Nice little digital display there. Works with the Mac, works with the PC. It supports Real Audio, so you can listen to all the BBC radio stations on it. I'm a big fan, as you know, of BBC Radio 7. And this comes out really clear on these little internet radios. So, yeah, you don't have to be tied to your PC to listen to internet stations.
All right, fair enough.
Sold?
Sold.
Sold, you'll have one.
Can I have it gift-wrapped?
And the final couple of other things I want to mention on this subject. You did talk about the BBC earlier. The BBC are in the process of bringing out this thing called BBC iPlayer, which is basically going to be a back catalogue of all their radio programmes. You can listen again to things that were on over the last 7 days. It's going to support TV and radio, and that's actually going to be quite a big thing. So no doubt we'll be covering that in a future podcast. I also wanted to mention that you can, of course, run your own radio station. Now, effectively, we're running our own radio station here with FrequencyCast, so you can make your own podcast if you think you can do a better job than ours. Give it a go. We've actually got a...
Don't we talk about all this on our website? Didn't you do a special page for everyone?
Yeah, we've got DIY podcasting, which is just explaining how to do podcasting. You can also, if you've got a decent powered PC and a decent internet connection, you can run your own radio station from your home PC. Various streaming software packages, so you could do live radio shows if you wanted to. Fancy going live?
Nah.
Maybe not. We wouldn't need a producer and editor, would we?
No, good point, yeah. No, I like employing them. Especially the small one with the hairy nostrils.
Who is that one anyway?
Griswold, isn't it?
Producer and editor.
What, Griswold and Monty?
Yeah, that's the ones.
The one with the hairy nostrils and extra back hair.
Is that the one with the limp?
Yeah, and the false eye.
Oh, the eye patch, yeah. Mikhail. And the other thing you can do is set up a playlist of your favourite songs and upload them to a service. One we know of is Live365, so you subscribe to them. Create a playlist radio station. It's kind of a looping radio station that you can run. You do get into copyright issues if you start running your own radio station. You notice we don't play any copyright music or any copyright material on this show. And that's something we're aware of for the internet. If you run your own station, you have to be very careful of what you do.
Yep. Where do we get our music from then?
Off the back of a lorry, wasn't it?
Well, okay then. As we're still on focus, I've got something for you to focus in on. See if you can get your bleary eyes around that.
Okay, so this is a white box. Let's have a look. Okay. Some nice bubble wrap.
Come on, Grandad, get it out.
She said. Okay, so I'm taking the Oh, dear, what is this?
We're back in the 1950s, aren't we?
What is this? Is it's like a pepper grinder? Peppermint? Is it a pepper mill? It's a pepper mill with a US. It's a USB pepper mill. This is just I give up. It's a USB powered treble bass volume. Oh, hang on. It's what is it?
It's a speaker. It's a speaker for your computer.
This is... Okay, it's a USB speaker. Yeah. It's just bizarre. It looks... What's the tower in Seattle called? The needle or something? It's sort of shaped like...
I like your peppermill description, actually. It's quite good. But what I do like is these funky little volume controls, as it were, around the shaft, the main shaft. Which has got treble, bass, and volume. A little turn. Yeah, but it is like a peppermill. I do agree with you. But it's quite cool, because when you turn it on, it's got a little blue lights at the top. Go on, plug it in. Let's do it.
Surprisingly good sound. Okay, it's mono. Really funky little blue lights at the top. It does look a bit odd, but it doesn't sound bad, does it? What do you reckon?
I like it.
Okay, well, for all my protestations, that doesn't actually sound bad, does it? It's got a treble and bass and volume. That's just, yeah, actually, not too bad.
But it is in mono. But it'd be okay for, you know, demonstration or something.
It actually is the most bizarre thing out. It's got a USB lead on the end and a little 3.5mm jack on the end of it. Well, I'm assuming it gets its power from the USB and its audio from your sound card. Yeah, very, very odd-looking device. It's a little bit cheap and Japanesey-looking, but, yeah, imported by Wing Lee Sourcing Limited. Yeah, for a USB speaker, okay, a little odd. You probably need to see a photo of this. Shall we take a photo and stick it up on the website?
Yeah, I think it'd be rude not to. I think we need a photo of it all glowing. I like the way you turn it on with the top of it. You just tap it on the top.
I'm trying to work out whether I'm impressed or not impressed. If this is really the best you can do in showing off gadgets, you know, I bring you Sky Plus and internet radio and Nokia phones, and you come up with a strange glowing pepper pot.
Shut your face. It's not about quantity, it's about timing. I mean, how many things have I bought to you in the past?
Useful or otherwise?
Thanks for that. Right, that does it. I'll show you. I'll get you something far better than anything else.
What, a motorised salt shaker?
Do you want some pepper on your pizza?
Pepperoni.
It's an animal.
It's you.
Frequency cast. Now loading. Interaction.
And now it's that part of the show where you get in touch with your TV and tech questions. First, here's a mail from Mike Cruz. One thing I'd like you to discuss is Apple TV. I'd like to get one because it really fits the way I watch stuff, but I have a non-HD TV. Apple TV reportedly supports 480i, so it would display on a regular widescreen TV, but it requires HDMI or components connectors. My TV is only 2 years old, but only has SCART, S-Video and Composite. Do you know a way to convert component to composite?
Hi Mike, for those that don't know, the Apple TV device plugs into your telly and makes use of a wired or wireless connection to allow you to stream video and music from your computer to your telly. From the feedback we've heard, many are finding this box is a little bit overhyped, with too low a bitrate for really decent quality high definition video. If you're looking to get Apple TV, yes, you're absolutely right, it doesn't support SCART in its present state. You do have a couple of options though. If your TV has a SCART socket that supports component video, then for £7 you can buy a small adapter that converts the three component leads into SCART. If not, then I'm afraid you'll need a component to RGB converter, a little box that I'm afraid will set you back around £100.
And a quickie from Les Turnbull. How do I get Satanta on my BT V-Box?
According to BT Vision's website, Satanta Sport will be available on BT Vision from summer 2007. We'll report more when we know it.
A mail from Stephen Wilton. Hi guys, I've just recently bought the Lobster 700 TV phone and found it pretty good at picking up TV and radio channels on DAB. Not bad for 50 quid. Will there be any more TV channels broadcast on the phone in future?
Thanks Steve, and well done for pointing out this price reduction. Yes, you can now get the Lobster TV phone with a built-in DAB radio for just £50 on pay-as-you-go, cheaper than some handheld DAB radios. This phone can also receive channels BBC One, ITV1, Channel 4, E4 and ITN News. I'm afraid we've got no news on any extra channels coming online soon, and the bandwidth for new channels on this service is a little bit limited, so we can't expect too many more channels. We'll let you know if we hear of any more.
Oh, a mail here from our friend, Mr. Motodata the Motivator. He says, you see, there are now two of us requesting that you look back at the history of the latest technology items you are so besotted with.
Yeah, this follows on from the last show where Mr. Motodata and another listener were talking about us trying to feature older technologies.
Well, that's right. And he goes on to say, so here's my next historic gem for you to laugh at. As if we'd laugh at him, eh?
As if.
So, this year I celebrate...
Sorry.
This year I celebrate 30 years as a mobile phone user. I bet you two whippersnappers weren't even aware that mobile phones were available in 1977, the year of Star Wars. Of course we knew.
Mobile phones were around. They were two tin cans with a bit of string through them, weren't they?
I don't think they were around. They were more oblong, weren't they?
Hang on. What's he saying? Hand this over. All right, here we go. My first was a Storno 9 channel set that required a box in the boot of my car about the size of a briefcase, a whip aerial at least 4 foot long, and a dash-mounted controller. Oh, wicked. Communication was via duplex handset, which meant you had to press to speak and release to listen.
You mean a walkie-talkie?
Kind of, but in a suitcase. To make a call, you consulted a map of the UK that told you...
Why, didn't you have sat-nav?
That told you which of the two 9 national channels covered the area you were in. You then selected one of them and waited till a red light appeared, showing that the operator was available. You had to press the call button before anyone else did and you were connected. The operator could connect you to any number worldwide. Installed in my car, the total was £1,500. My car only cost £3,000.
Bargain.
My next set in 1980 had 35 channels and a simplex handset that transmitted when you spoke, but the person at the other end had to wait till you finished. By this time, the cost had risen to £2,500.
I think you should respect what I was buying. Hold on a minute. Respect, yeah. Yes, you're right. We should. But we don't. I think you should respect what us pioneers went through so that you can enjoy the latest pocket size all singing and dancing phones. Go and do the jig. Well, thanks for that. He's a real asset to us. He's a real digital dinosaur. I wonder if he'll come up with anything else. Let's see if we can get him to work, digging around and scratching up some fascinating fossils for us for next show.
It's turning into a regular feature, this, isn't it?
Talking about caveman kit, what's all this about cassette tapes dying out?
Yeah, as we said in the news, it's the end for cassettes. Bit of a shame for you, really, because you've still got about 400.
At least 400. In fact, I record this show to tape. Didn't you know? Listen. If only I had Dolby.
I think you need a head cleaner, mate.
Your head needs cleaning.
Cheers. Just following up on this old cassette thing, if you do have a bunch of old cassettes you want to copy over to MP3, don't forget back in show 11 we talked about the Plus Deck cassette thing, little cassette drive you put into your PC, so you can copy your old cassettes before it's too late.
Is that the same show we did the turntable thing?
That's the one, your favourite.
Hi now to Glyn Hale in Gloucestershire. He's just bought himself a Digihome PVR 160 DVD recorder with built-in Freeview, and he's heard there's been a software upgrade that he wants to get hold of. He also asks, are you planning to do a rundown of digital TV recorders in the near future? Well, that was back in show 6, Glyn. He also says, as a BT Home Hub owner, which is a bit pants, I'm particularly interested in BT Vision. This, of course, we covered back in show 12. Well, Glyn, let's talk about software updates. These are sent over the air, but not all of the time. Box manufacturers book a slot on a special Freeview engineering channel, and as there are lots of manufacturers, there are also lots of updates. If you've missed an over-the-air update, you may have to wait until it comes round again. The DTG website has a list of scheduled updates. We'll add the link to today's show notes. If your box isn't listed, contact your box manufacturer to see when they're planning to rebroadcast it.
I've got a message here from Claire Davies. My daughter wants to buy a browser card for her Nintendo DS Lite so that she can go online via a wireless connection. We have our home PC connected. Have you quite finished?
Oh, sorry, I'm just playing my Nintendo DS Lite.
Yeah, well, can you turn that off? At least turn it down. I'm trying to concentrate here.
Okay, carry on.
I'll record it on tape for you.
Thanks.
Right. Anyway, we have our home PC connected to BT Home Hub via the Ethernet connection. But have you quite finished? Right. Would you be able to connect wirelessly while... We use the Ethernet. Could you stop doing that? Let me have a go.
Level 3.
No, let me have a go.
Okay, so Claire's asking if the Nintendo DS Lite can be connected to a BT Home Hub. Well, the good news is simultaneous wired and wireless connections to the Home Hub are supported. The Wi-Fi on the Home Hub does support multiple connections from multiple devices at the same time. It's important to note, though, that while the DS browser does work fine with the Home Hub, it only works with WEP security, not the more hardware WPA encryption.
Right.
Bonjour now to Guy Schofield, who works over in Paris. He's trying to sync his Windows media files to a Garmin Nuvi SatNav so that he can play music in the car, and he needs help converting the files to MP3 format. Well, there's a whole stack of WMA to MP3 converters out there. Our personal favourite is EasyCDDA from www.poicosoft.com. We'll add a link to the show notes. Also, if you happen to be an iTunes user, note that this can cope with converting WMA to MP3.
A message here from Linus. I do wish salespersons and manufacturers would stop trying to sell their flat-screen TVs on the basis of inflated claims about the significance of contrast ratios. I get increasingly irritated when I watch guest experts on the shopping channels misleading the public about the importance of these ratios. Perhaps you could devote a small section of a future frequency cast to their real significance.
Sure thing. Contrast ratio is the difference between black and white. The larger the ratio, the more difference there is between these two extremes. If you're looking at buying a plasma screen telly or home cinema projector, you may see big numbers like 2,000 to 1, 5,000 to 1, 10,000 to 1. As Linus points out, sales folk are keen to push bigger is better. He sent us a link to an article he recommends, which makes for interesting reading. Basically, unless you watch your telly in a pitch black room, you could well be wasting your money going for big number ratios. As the article states, in a living room with moderate ambient light, anything higher than a 500 to 1 ratio wouldn't be perceived by the human eye. We'll add a link to the article in our show notes. A few final hellos. First, hi to Steve at DTT for adding a link over to us, and also to Michael O'Byrne, who's linked to us from gerpoint.com. Michael has an acoustic energy Wi-Fi radio and says, I find it brilliant, particularly if you wish to subscribe to podcasts. You can have them there to listen to without the trouble of downloading them to your MP3 player. I hope that's how you're listening to Frequency Cast. Also, hello to Chris Dutton, who tried to call our pod line. Unfortunately, his call was cut off. Chris, try us again on 0208 133 4567, and we'll try to feature you on the next show. And finally, hi to all of those that signed up to Twitter for show updates, as mentioned in our last show. If you're looking for updates on FrequencyCast on your mobile, our Twitter ID is FrequencyCast.
Well, that's it for interaction, and for this FrequencyCast. If you've got a question, an opinion, or any comments on TV and technology stuff, please get in touch.
You can call us on the pod line and leave us a message. It's a London number, 0208 133 4567. You can also leave us a voice message using Skype. Our Skype ID is FrequencyCast. Or you can send us a message via our website, www.frequencycast.co.uk.
If you found today's show interesting, go to our site and check out the show notes for this show, Show 15, to find more info and links for everything we've discussed in today's show, including a link to the 50 quid DAB radio phone. Well, that's all for FrequencyCast's rich range of radio to contrast car phones and cassettes. Please get in touch. This show's driven by you. You can catch us on the next show.
FrequencyCast. Shutdown in progress.
Well, that's all for this show. Keep the feedback coming and make sure you visit our website for details of what we discussed in today's tantalising take on technology. Point your browser at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
FrequencyCast. Shutdown complete.